Sunder. The value of building permits issued by the municipality between 2020 and 2021 dropped by about $2 million. However, the number of development permits approved over the same period of time was up substantially. In 2021, the town issued 53 development permits, as compared with 42 the year prior, Betty Ann Fountain, senior development officer, wrote by email in response to questions. But while the number of building permits approved in the same period was comparable, the overall value decreased. Last year, a total of 38 building permits valued at close to $1.67 million were issued, an approximately $2 million drop from 2020, when 41 building permits valued at about $3.67 million were approved, said Fountain. In 2019, the municipality reported 43 development permits and 33 building permits valued at nearly $3.8 million. These values are based on the construction value, cost, for each project based on material and labor, she said. Asked for her thoughts on how the past year from 2020 to 2021 went, she said, "Planning and development, as well as all departments of the town, have adapted business practices in alignment with the restrictions imposed by the province due to the pandemic. Ensuring continued activity has largely involved leaning heavily on technology and modern communications, although in-person service resumed once the municipality's office had been renovated with features to mitigate the potential spread of COVID-19. We are able to process applications for residential, commercial, and industrial projects through the use of email. We held meetings with developers via Zoom and team meetings, and when the office opened to the public after the installation of the plexiglass barriers, service was provided at the front counter," she said. According to building permit statistic reports the municipality makes available on its website, the breakdown of building permits issued in 2020 was 29 residential, including 14 accessory buildings and a dozen renovations or additions for a total of a little more than $1.2 million, 10 commercial, including 3 building starts and 7 renovations or additions for a total of just more than $1.9 million, no industrial, and 2 institutional renovations or additions amounting to shy of $500,000. The breakdown of building permits issued last year was 30 residential, including 6 accessory buildings and 20 renovations or additions for a total of a little more than $1.2 million. 3 commercial renovations or additions amounting to almost $324,000, no industrial, and 2 institutional renovations or additions amounting to nearly $120,000. In response to a question about the status of a previously discussed project to develop a 4-story apartment building in the downtown core that the past council had approved a rezoning for as well as a site-specific height exemption, Fountain said, "Although this project was stalled, discussions have reconvened." Another major development that remains underway is the Four Season Campground and passive outdoor recreation use on the east side of town. That project is still in its early stages, with an upcoming public information sessions anticipated later this spring, she said. "We look forward to showcasing the concept plan to the citizens of Sunder," she said, adding the date and time of the session will be advertised once scheduled. The municipality also continues to solicit potential interest from a number of developers to address housing. "Over the past year, we have held meetings with several developers in regard to residential development projects in the northwest quadrant of town," she said. "Council and administration are very aware of the need for housing, and will work diligently with developers to offer a variety of housing types for all age groups, families, and individuals."